Hello, phone. Hello, phone. Can you hear me? Phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Muchi.
Okay. Can you see me? Hello. Hello. Okay. Phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Muchi.
Okay. Mute. Okay. Today, what is the subject of?
Today is liberation in the palm.
I don't think liberation in the palm. Phone. I think today's a basic classes, no?
Yes, let me check.
Oh, okay. Jade, what is the topic? Yeah, I think today it's about a karma, today, isn't it?
Today is the basic Buddhism.
Okay. So, Jade, what is today? It's about a karma or what?
Yes, Kenla. Today is about a karma.
Okay. Okay. Now, from okay to the topic. Okay. Now, today is generally we will. Today is generally the point is about the karma. Okay. From the karma is a very. I mean the common point in the Buddhism. I think mute. Whoever mute. Mangala Garden have to mute. No.
Yes, Muji.
Anyone who have not mute, mute. Okay.
Yes, Muji.
Okay. The today is about the karma. Generally, in the Buddhism, the karma is a very important and a very common subject in the Buddhism. So, generally, we have to know that the, actually the karma. What do you see in the karma in the Vietnamese language?
Nghiệp.
Okay. Generally, the karma that it means the action. So that's why the karma theory starts from the generally, if you look from the karma, the word itself means action. From this is the one, the very strong, I mean, the important points Buddhism considers. So generally, if you look from the, if you look at the beginning point of the universe is a, from the scientifically, they used to say that, that it is the one of the result of the Big Bang. So it's if you look at the Big Bang theory, it's a universe started on from the Big Bang. So one thing is a Big Bang itself is a
yes, Muji.
Okay, Big Bang itself is a karma. Big Bang with you means that that is a one action. Buddhism point of view, Big Bang itself is a karma. Hello, form. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, form. Yeah.
Yes, Muji.
Okay, so the karma, the Big Bang itself is the one karma. So Big Bang means one action. From that action, the universe started. So generally now, the thing is that the, it ever of the action, Buddhism differentiate into the three different categories, three different karma. Once we call can call the positive and the virtue karma, once in a negative and negative or the non-virtue karma, and third is a neutral karma. On neutral action. So that's why there are the three different categories of the karma. One is a positive, one is a negative, one is a neutral. Or you can say is a virtual karma, non-virtual karma, and a neutral karma. So among these three categories of the karma, every of these three action will carry the same reaction. Because as I told the last times that it is very scientific point of view that the saying that each action have the same reaction. Yeah, so that's why the now the thing is that the, in the you like we human we do the most of times that we have the two different kind of the karma or good two different action we committed most of time that we whether we commit the positive action or positive karma or whether we commit the negative action non-virtue action these two mostly we also commit the sometimes the neutral action. But the neutral action or the neutral karma will carry only the only what will we carry is the only it will carry the only the neutral reaction. When the positive karma and the good karmas will carry the positive, and the negative and the non-virtual karma will reaction will be the negative. Okay, so that's what happening is now that that's why the now the thing is that the, we have to know the two things that the what is positive karma, what is the negative karma. These two things we have to differentiate. So that's why we are saying the negative karma or the negative action is a 10 negative sense. It's called the negative karma.
Yes.
So today actually the talk is the how do the karma we can purify the karma. What is I think today is the, my topic is that. So that's why we have to know that what is a negative action, what is a negative karma, and what is a positive karma. Because negative karma or the negative sin, they will be the 10 negative sins. These are the one of the worst negative karma we always commit into day-to-day life. So among these tenses, the mainly that's why the when we take the vow refuge was usually we have to append in the five negative actions. So there is a very simple that the, it talks about the first thing is the first what we have to do is that the killing. We have to refrain from the killing, telling a lie, stealing, committing the adultery. All these are the negative actions. So that's why the generally, if you look at the, as I told you before, they will be the 10 negative actions. 10 negative actions, you have to differentiate like the physically, they will be the 10, 3 negative karma, and the speech, 4 negative karma, and the mental, they will be the 3 negative karma. Physically, they will be the 3. It's a stealing, killing, adultery, committing the adultery. Then the speech, they will be the 4 negative action. It will is a lie, idle gossip, harsh words, then the decisive speech. Mentally, they will be the 3 negative actions. Napsin, nirsin, lotas, umbrava, kadichan, akshara. So, among the 10 negative action or the negative karma, what we have to do is that we have to refrain from the mainly for the 5 negative action. The 5 negative actions comes like killing, stealing, committing the adultery, and the lie, and the drinking the alcohol. These 5 we have to refrain from, these 5 negative actions. So generally when you call the now the killing, and the killing is even from the, you have to try to refrain from killing the from animals and the, also the very small animals and the insects also, we have to try to refrain from that. So sometimes it's really complicated these issues. Because if you look at like a mosquito killing, sometimes the mosquito brings a lot of the disease, very severe disease to the humans. So that moments that the, what we have to do, we have to refrain from the killings or we have to kill the mosquito. So that's why, so this comes the question, sometimes there are also the two way of the looking at it. Because if you look at such a mosquito, it brings a lot of the, I mean, the physical disease. Once you kill, is the one of the solution people are finding into to prevent the, this disease. But the, what I feel is that sometimes when we look at the situation or the problems, sometimes we will only look for the method for the solution to the overcome the problem. So sometimes this makes the one small mistake when you look only for the solution for the problems. And so, like the one thing is sometimes the how we do is that when we see the problems, what will we do is that we will try to find the solution for the, only for the problem. We will not look at the cause of the problem. Generally, what we have to do is that we have to find the solution for the cause of the problem, not a solution for the problem.
For the word, you have to find the solution for
cause of the problem.
Yes.
Cause sir. Of the problem, not for the solution for the problem. Okay, so there is a one place in the, there is a one country. So there is a country as a lot that the king was facing a lot of the difficulties with the, that country with a lot of numbers of the snake increased. So what happened is that the king thought to now the because snake attacking the people. So he thought to solve that the problem. So what he did is that he declared. Declare the one thing and his people among the whoever brings the head of the snake, he will give the one gold coin. So then what happened is that lots of the people kill the snake and they bring the head of the snake to the king. They all got the one gold. They all getting the gold coin. If the, someone bring the 10 heads of the snake, they will get the 10 gold coins. Because in that country, the snake's number is so increased and the kings don't want the snake's number to increase because it enact the humans. So that's what a lot of the people bring the head of the snake heads. Because they are getting the one gold coin, each of the snake head getting the gold coin. So that the, what happened is after the several of the months later, king thought that the, now the cobra, especially the king cobras and the snake's number have all decreased. But the king find a very strange thing. Snake's number is not a decrease, not at all. Snake's number is more increased. King was completely shocked. Even they killed so many snakes, but still the snakes number is increased. Because the kings find out that when he declared the gold coin for the every of the snake head, people started to kill a lot of the snakes. No getting. Now the people, when they could not find the snake, what did he decide? They started to raise the snake. Because now every of the snake had getting the gold coin. People started to raise the snake. People started the snake farming. So the snake numbers are so increased. So it's like that. Sometimes we are finding only solution for the problem, not to finding the solution for the cause of the problem. Like a mosquito, when we are killing the mosquito, prevent the disease. First we have to find the cause of the, how the mosquito produce. Mainly the contagious disease what the mosquito carries, because they born with the, when they keeps the weather environment unclean, when they have the unclean, the polluted water, that will give the birth of the mosquito. So we are not trying to find the, some of the cause of the problem. So that's why there's some points that the, that's the Buddha was saying, always saying that the truth of the cause of the suffering. Because what I see, the people when they're killing the mosquito, they kill the most of time, I mean the 70 or 80% people, what I saw, they're killing the mosquito after the mosquito bite. After when the mosquito bite, then they realize and then they will kill it. I think that is too late to killing. If the mosquito is carrying the transmission disease, I think only to transmit it in the blood. But I'm not very sure because I'm not a doctor, but I suspect that the already disease already entered the body. Now it's no use of the killing the mosquito. This time I went to the one place with the teaching program where they are, the dengue fever is quite prevalent in that area. When I'm going there, people suggest me to keep the apply the water or apply the mosquito ointments and everything and apply. So sometimes also we have the so many things we can do without killing animals. Okay, so that's why the killing is the one of the negatives and it's considered as the negatives, like killing. Then second comes the stealing. The stealing is a very complicated from Buddhism point of view. So stealing is a something like that. Generally, what we are stealing, it's a very common thing what we are stealing. That one, no one dare to do it because there is a country law will not let the people do that. So generally, from Buddhism point, it's very difficult to say that what you are having the pirated programs. These are whether stealing or not. That's quite difficult to say Buddhism point of view. Example, just like the pirated programs, like in my computer. When I got the my computer, there is no Microsoft program. I didn't know that we have to buy the Microsoft program. Later on, they told me they have to buy the Microsoft program. So Microsoft program is especially the Word, the Microsoft Word and the Microsoft this Word programs. It's costing around $100. So expensive, $100. So in the same time in the South India, we are having the pirated. It will work exactly the same. So I can get that in the maybe $5 or $10. But I'm not very sure whether it's a stealing from Buddhism point of view. So that's why in my computer, so I didn't upload that program, that the pirated, that Microsoft program. So because maybe Buddhism point of view, I'm not very sure whether we consider it's a stealing or not. So that's why I didn't have that. Even I don't have the genuine one, even I don't have the pirated one, sometimes it's quite fun difficulties I'm facing. Now you don't tell me that you will sponsor program in my computer, okay? You don't have to do that, okay? Here also public teaching time, I told the public also in Taiwan. Now don't tell me that you will sponsor in the program in my computer, okay? This $100, maybe you can feed a lot of them in the poor people's stomach, okay? So that's, I think, more important, okay? So, okay, this is, so now I'm talking about the Buddhism point of the stealing, okay? So this is something like that, Buddhism point. So that's why that's a Buddhism point of the stealing, whether it's a stealing or not, pirated visiting, that's a really not very sure. So still, so many years I'm thinking that I'm not very sure whether, so it's a stealing or not, maybe the Buddha's time, there is no pirated, this like this issue, pirated CD, pirated programs, not issue there. So Buddha didn't make it very clear. So if we meet the Buddha, definitely we should ask this question. If you are able to go back to the Buddha's time, definitely. Then everything. Okay, yeah, so that's the thing. So that's what stealing. So that's why the one we have to know is that the very stealing, so that's why the stealing issue. So generally then that's third comes the negative sense, a lie, telling the lie. So good thing is that last time I asked the phone to download some of the programs in my computer, which is free. They give you the free internet, free service internet. When it says free, then there's nothing of the stealing issue, no? So sometimes we will get a lot of the free programs, which a company just gives the free programs, no products. Okay, now the stealing. Then it comes the what it comes after that, that what lie. Lie is one of the negative karma, yeah. Lie is something like that. When you make the, when you try to make the, when generally there are the two type of the lies. One lie is the one we call the white lie. White lie is something to you are trying to make the other people happy as a telling as a very lie things. Example like, oh, you looks beautiful. Even you don't feel that he looks beautiful, but saying like, you looks beautiful, you looks younger. This is all considered a white lie. You don't feel it, but you try to make other happy. So that is the one type of the lie. So that way, that is also negative actions. So negative shall non vochu. But the one thing is that when you tell lies, one of the most of the negative points of the lie is that the, when you tell once a lie, then you will slowly, then you will be used to tell the lie. So then once you tell the one lie, then it you will feel very easy to tell the five lies. When you tell the five lies, then you will feel the more easy to tell the 10 lies. Generally, when living in the human society, the most important thing is a human relation, each other relation. The base of the human relation overall comes on the trust. That trust will destroy by the lie. So when you live in the human society, the most important thing is a relation. We need a very good relation with everyone, like a husband and a wife relation. Husband and the wife relation, the parents and the children relation, friend relation, there are a lot of the relations. But these all relations based on the trust. The trust can be destroyed very easily with a small lie. So that's why even the, when you talk, when the lie is something like that, the, not only the Buddhism point of view, even in the, generally, I mean the human, if you look for the humans, generally, if you look from the human's character point of view, also the telling the lie is a very bad habit. Generally, when I travel in the car, I feel very not easy or the happy with the wearing the seat belt. So one time I was with the boy who was driving. So I told him that you don't feel this because you don't feel the difficulties or the uneasiness to wearing the seat belts. That boy told me the very good thing that he told me that the wearing the seat belt is a good habit. Very true. Something like that. Telling the lie, and we are very used to, but the not telling the lie is the one of the good habit.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So this is something like that, no? So, okay. So not telling the lie is the one good habit. So that's why one thing that telling the lies, we will lose a lot of the people. It's a lot of the people trust. Okay. Then the committing the adultery, this is one of the negative sin or the negative karma. So So now these are now the then the drinking the alcohol. What I heard is that some people told me the French wine, especially the grape wine, is good for the heart. It can be good for the heart. Generally, the consuming the alcohol very limited, especially the wine very limited. Consuming the wine so maybe are good for the heart. But then generally, also we have to know that there are a lot of the other things for the good for the heart. We know that is not only the option we have to drink the wine. Wine might be the good for the heart. There's also the so many things that are also good for the heart. Some people, alcoholic people, they make it excuse and they do drink the wine. So wine is good for the heart. I see sometimes they are making the excuse to drink the wine. So if you really wants to, if you really want a good thing for the heart, you have so many choices good for the heart. Not only the right red wine. Especially the human body, Most important thing is the human body, we have to live a very healthy life. Most of the healthy lives have become to healthy life. What we need it is a way we have to need a very good way of the consuming, the eating and the drinking. That we need a very right way of the eating, the right way of the consuming. That also makes a big difference of the physical health. So that's why also that's the importance. So these are all the negative karmas. So negative karma. Whenever we committed all this negative karma, what will reason out of that? What will happen is it bring a lot of the negative results. Because the, as I told you before, that each action have the same reaction. When you do the positive action, you will get a positive result. When you do the negative action, you will bring the negative results. So that's why I feel that the human's life, most important, one important thing is the human's health. Human cells and the ones who have the very healthy life. They are the one cause, main cause is the what we have to consume the right things. We have to eat the right things and drink the right things. So excess of the drinking, the alcohol, some teas are the very, very injurious to the health. Okay. So especially as I told before in the Vietnam, I think a lot of the people, maybe sometimes I feel that the consumptions of the foods might be something wrong is there. more is like the excess of the meat consuming. That's also not very good number four. That's one different issue, but sometimes when you add excess of the consuming the meat, from the health point of view, it's not very good. So, yeah. So that's why also the excess of the consuming the alcohol, also health point of view, also it's not very healthy. Okay, from Hunzo Kajiti, the Nike Kudu, not Tundu is Kajiti, the Tundu and not Tundu and Nike Kudu is Kajiti.
Let's study.
Who's Tundu say that?
The tone, same tone, the engine. Same
tone, Okay, so that's okay. Now, here we will come up to how we can do the purification, okay? Negative karma, how we can purify the negative karma. Okay, so generally, you know, like there will be the lot of the, sometimes we have committed the negative action, not only this life, maybe some possible so many lives, sometimes we have committed a lot of negative actions. So that's the negative actions, now we have to know how we can purify the negative actions. What is the way of the purification? So the purification of the negative karma is that there are a few ways of purification. Generally, what is a negative karma? I think that you have now understand what is negative karma. So when you tell the one time a lie, you have to know that you have committed the one negative karma. When you kill the one animal, you have to know that now you have committed the one negative karma. Whenever you realize that you have done a negative karma, now what you have to do? You have to purify. Purification is needed. Whenever in your life, whenever you see that you have done something wrong, what you have to do? You have to do the purification. There are many people, what they will do when they see that they have done something wrong, many people they will not get the regret. Many people they will ignore. So as one of the Buddhist practitioner, so we shouldn't do that. What we are seeing the mistake, we have to learn from it. We have to purify it. The two things we have to do.
Pardon me, Muchi, can you say it again?
Okay, now I have to say again. I forgot. Okay. Okay, so negative action or the wrong things, many people what they will do, they will ignore that what they have done the wrong, or they will just maybe they will not care and they will just ignore that, or some maybe they will do the enjoy that whatever wrong things what they have done. But as being the Buddhist practitioner, what we have to do, whatever the mistake we have done, whatever we the wrong thing and whatever committed to negative action, we have to learn from it. Just like that, learn from it and we have to purify it. Two things we have to do. Okay. So, yeah. So now the thing is that now we have to know how to do the purification. Today is a special day, I think, very special. Today is a special mid-autumn festival, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Srimuchi.
So you have to celebrate the so many mid-autumn festival in your life, but today very special, okay? You are learning something new in this mid-autumn festival, okay? What I heard is a very funny thing of the mid-autumn festival. Most of the time, the mid-autumn festival cannot see the moon. You see, it will come at only at the rainy season time. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, okay, so my wishes and my greetings to this special Mid-Autumn Festival, okay? What I heard that the Mid-Autumn Festival started in the China at the Ming Dynasty. Before Ming, China was in the Yuan Dynasty, the Mongol Dynasty, you know, Mongol Dynasty. After that, it came the Ming Dynasty. The Ming Dynasty have started at that, yeah. So when the Yuan Dynasty in the China, Tibetan Buddhism went very strong in the Yuan Dynasty. It started the Tibetan Buddhism going to the China very strongly at that time, Yuan Dynasty, because they are the ruled by the Mongol kings, no, in the China, all over the China.
Yeah, but took the Mandati, that took, pardon me, which I can say again, I suddenly forgot.
What, you are celebrating the moon festival over there, eating the cake and all that? You are eating cake or something like that, moon cake or like
that. I don't have any moon cake, Nimuchi.
No, generally I jump maybe the Yuan Dynasty, that the time the Yuan Dynasty in the China, that's a Tibetan Buddhism, and that time they very strongly went to the China. Because the Yuan Dynasty, the Mongol kings, when they are ruling the all over the China, no? Okay, so okay, that's the moon festival, okay? So maybe now we'll talk about how to do the purification, okay? Sometimes when you do the mistakes, wrong things, huh? Well, how do you have to purify? Now the first thing is that whenever you do the wrong, like a negative action, commit a negative action, first thing is that you should have the regret of what you have done, okay? That's a regret is the first thing what you needed, okay? Okay, regret, okay. They generally, so today's some purification, I will talk the very short form way, okay, short way. Generally, they will be the little bit long way or the short way too of the purification. So I will talk today the short way, very portable and a very easy way, okay. Okay, so you need the regret. When you after the regret, and then you have to think that whatever negative action, whatever the negative karma you have committed in the knowingly or unknowingly, what you have to do is that confess that, okay? You have to confess that. So sometimes we do the negative action and the negative karma, we commit negative action knowingly. Most of the time that we commit it with unknowingly. So that's why Buddha says that ignorance is a suffering. Sometimes with not knowingly, we commit a lot of the negative actions and the negative karmas. So that's why Buddha says that ignorance is the root of the every suffering. So root of the every suffering, root of the every problem. So Buddha always says that ignorance is suffering. But the right now, I think the English saying, they always say that ignorance is a bliss. When you don't know anything, that's a very happy and a bliss. Few days back, I was walking on the street, Taipei street, but there is one old lady selling the lotteries. Really, when I'm saying this, she is just falling asleep. Very old, could not sell the lottery and falling asleep. So I feel little compassionate toward that lady. Then I asked some student to go and buy the lottery, give her some job. So they went to buy the lottery. When they buy the lottery and they just pay around maybe $3 or $4 for the one lottery, they buy the one lottery, $3 or $4 for the lottery. After the coming back, the student, they check the lottery and they win the $25 for the debt lottery. And they told them when we check immediately, there's some lottery we can check immediately, no? So they check and they find it out, the $25, they've just won that. So when we are buying it, that old lady feel very happy. Then later on, I found it out that such an old lady just standing on the lottery that which having the price of the $25, still not knowing it. They might be a lot of the lotteries under the whole hand. Maybe some will bring her the fortune, maybe 100,000s of the US dollars, the fortune lottery. But still she could not get it. Main reason is ignorance. So I find it, suddenly when I say that, I just remember the Buddha's quote, ignorance is a suffering. Really, old lady, even selling the lotteries, maybe they will, some lottery can change her life, brings the hundreds of thousands of US dollars, but still not knowing, you know. So that's why when my student, they won the just $25 at that time, I just remember the Buddha's quote, ignorance is a suffering. That old lady, not knowing it, isn't it? Very funny one thing, they told me last time, I think they won the lottery, I think the first price is price around, it comes around maybe I think 10 million US dollar something lottery price. They said that someone won the 10 million US dollar lottery price. And later on, people have told me that whoever wants the lottery one time, sometimes they won't want lottery, even they won the lottery, but again they will become the one poor people win the lottery. But then after a few years later back, again become a poor. Very funny. So that is something really the karma, how it works. Even they win the lottery, again it will become after this poor again. They told me like that. It happens quite often. So sometimes the karma, how it plays, really there's one thing that Shantideva said, that every the karma, knowing the 100%, only Buddha knows. Rest of them, no one knows how the karma works. So that's why now the thing is that whatever negative karma you have committed with knowingly, you know, unknowingly, then when you are confessing is that when you confess it, then what you have to do is that first you have to regret it. Then you have to take yourself as the one vow that you will not repeat it again, any cost. Or you will try your best not to commit that again. Okay? Then that you have to chant the mantra, especially the Vajrasattva mantra. This is the mantra especially for the purifications. And for Ombanza Sato, maybe 3 times, 7 times, that on your wish, okay, that on your, according to your convenience, okay, Ombanza Sato, okay. Okay, that's the, you have to chant. Then the later on, what you have to do, then when you're chanting the mantra, that you can think like, Vajrasattva Buddha. In case if you are not familiar with the Vajrasattva Buddha, you can think the Buddha Shakyamuni or whatever, okay? Think the Buddha Shakyamuni, and also you can chant the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra. If you are not familiar with the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra, you can recite the Heart Sutra or you can do the prayer, okay? Hmm? Okay? So then if you are not familiar with the Vajrasattva Buddha, or then you just think the Buddha Shakyamuni. In Buddha Shakyamuni, and you can just say the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra, Om Mani Mani Mamuni Soha. If you are not familiar with the Buddha mantra, you can say the Heart Sutra. If you are not familiar with the Heart Sutra, at least you can do the prayer for the Buddha Shakyamuni to the purify the all of the your negative karmas. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the way how you do the purification. Okay. Now I'll leave for the question answer sessions. Okay. If you have any question, I'll write down the questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Rinpoche, the one request from Sibota. They are requesting to receive the oral transmission of the Vajrasattva mantra.
Okay, fine. So what you can do is I will give the Vajrasattva mantra oral transmission of the short one and the long one, both one, okay? There is a true Vajrasattva mantra, okay?
Dạ và ở đạo tràng Sư Bồ Tát có thỉnh lý ngài truyền khẩu câu chú của ngài Kim Cang Tát Đoả, thì ngài nói ngài sẽ truyền khẩu câu chú này kể cả bản câu chú ngắn và câu chú dài luôn, cả hai câu chú thì ngài sẽ truyền khẩu câu chú này luôn.
Nova thari khuzu nisaba dal yudu sambal chwa yuna ti sambha dal le ma jawa no ti thar temple da khuzu le chun ma ja chwa thare khuzu pu nisaba le nya yor wa nisaba le nya du phage yu jure sibu tra da phage yu khuzu chwa chu go chura lo ha go song phong khu du chang nge ke de
ya khu du rin chi
ha khu da thari chwa de khuzu phage da da phage ne chwa de chang ja lo shu wa da da nisaba yor wa nim ba du chwa ma yim ba che thari zendra de sawal ra wa sawa yindu sambal phage chwa de chu go lo wa tanda kunzu sibutrada tanda pagichong chibashto tichulo no tanda page nuti ta kunzu chibadlo mo goche shlo shashwa kunzu pane chiba karto go tiche shlo ni sava khama zone kune page chiba jorba no yeah okay now I will give the oral transmission okay now the specially this question is for the beginners okay only beginners okay the rest maybe okay only beginners okay If you are any beginners, then you can ask the question. Okay. If there is no beginner, then you can ask. Okay. Okay. Now time, lah.
Lesson.
The trivial, tagi tagi chida. Trivial, the yah sarva drabu ke trivial drabu yor va. Kunjo sarva ke trivial, then mehen jada. Yeh nimba kunjo trivial, yena koi shash shash va. Chora trivial, tane ha google va. Kunjo basic shuvu dende trivial koi na ni chowo chana de chida va. Yeah, yeah. Okay, now I will give the oral transmission, okay? Oral transmission of the Vajrasattva, okay? Short mantra and the long mantra, both. You just follow after me, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you can write down, no? You can write down the mantra, no? Anyway, you can write down the mantra, okay? Short mantra and the long mantra, okay? Jade, maybe you can write down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, follow after me, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, short mantra at the Chedava. What is the short mantra? Long mantra at the Chedava. Okay, now Jufong, you tell that, so when they are not familiar with the long mantra, they can only chant the short one, okay? Om Vajrasattva, Om Vajrasattva, Om Vajrasattva, that only, okay? Okay, now I will answer all the questions, okay? Now, okay, any questions, yeah? Chuba thambo de kar rahe do, kunju chuba de?
Chuba thambo de pe ringu do.
Thambo de kar rahe do, chuba sabat rahu do, nimbat rahu rahe do, kar rahe do, chala do, dhu chala dharva.
Nimbat rahu do, nimbat rahu do, nimbat rahu do. So the fortune teller the quarter is
kare fortune teller kharjare
yalo sama sunu ji the pairing bodu ri
no yeah okay now you write down the any questions okay any questions from the okay the beginners if you have any questions you can write down okay
odi Diwadi, Tamari, Diwadi, Sabari.
No, Kadada.
So we are doing business, and from the requirement of the partner, we have to write the number on the receipt lower than the real value. So if we don't write the lower value, then they won't sign the contract with us. So if we do that, is that committing lying?
Very good question. And now, generally, it depends very much of your okay intention, okay motivation, intention. Generally, when you do the business, there are the two way of the motivation. Generally, the purpose of the business is to make the benefit. to make a profit. That is the purpose of the business.
팔일 무슨?
Purpose of the business. Goal of the business is to make the profit. So that's why even the Buddha allowed the monks, even who have the death, he allowed to do the business. So even the business can be do as according to the Dharma. Generally, so that's why the one your motivation, when you do the business, motivation, just thinking for the only for the making the profit for the self or making the profit, creating the job for the others. Also, if you think that way, that the business will become the Dharma. When you're thinking the creating the job for the others, when you're doing the business, that it also creates a lot of job for the people, also helps with a lot of the peoples. That if you think that way, if you do the business, that business itself will become the Dharma. So when you write the, I mean the, in the, when you're doing the business, when you write the value or the undervalue, not to you, the motivation should not be the deceiving the others. Motivation comes to deceiving other, then it will become like a lie. So motivation you should have to make the profit and the benefit the peoples, benefit the jobs. Well, like that way, if you do it, the motivation will change a lot of things. So that's why the motivation, it depends on the motivation, not on the how you do. So when your motivation is changes, then it will become a different. Okay. When your motivation is more changed to the positive, then the action will become more positive. When your motivation for the deceiving the others and the two things like that, then it will become the lie. Okay. That's the what you wash.
That's right. So can you explain more about the vow not killing? Because in Vietnam there are a lot of transmissional disease like the transmissional disease over the chicken and the bird, and once they have to kill a lot of chicken and birds in order to stop the disease. Every year we have to kill a lot of mosquito in order to stop malaria, stop the malaria widespreading over the country. So is there any other method of stopping the disease without killing the animals?
Just 1 second. Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Shimuji.
Okay. So can you see me or what? What happened? I think the Skype account is over or what? No, still I cannot turn on the video. Hello? Phong, can you hear me? Okay, Phong, can you hear me?
Yes, Shimuji.
Okay. Okay, now the issue, okay, that the killing the mosquito issue, okay, chicken issue. Yeah, this issue is a very, very, very complicated issue. Whether is there any other solutions or not to not killing, that's a scientist's job, no? Not the my job, how to find it, okay? There's a scientist's job, not to create that. Generally, in the Buddha, I've said the one thing. In the ancient, the Buddha was, when he was taking the one life as for the sailor, in that, in the, he was sailor, and he had the 500 people in that boat. So one of the bad person tried to kill that 500 person and steal all the money of the 500 people. When the sailor know that issue, that a sailor killed that the bad person, sake of the saving the life of the 500 people. That sailor was the one of the previous Buddha's lifetime, he turned like. So that's why they are saying that the Bodhisattva Avataracharya, the Shantideva said, the sake of the 9 finger, if you cut the 1 finger, that is a genius and the intelligent. Sake of the 1 finger, if you cut the 9 finger, that's a stupidity. So something like that, no? Something like that, so like that. So sometimes if we have to look at like a saving of the 100 of the people life, thousands of the people lives, if you kill the maybe 100 of the chicken, they will be the saving of the voju will be higher than the sin. They will be the sin, but the voju what will give will be the higher. So generally saving the human life is only the animal life. If you compare all these two things, saving the human life, that the virtue is higher. So generally saving the human's life, no? Saving the human's life and the saving the, if you know animal lives, saving the human life, virtue is much more. Okay, saving the human life is, if you're saving the animal life and the human life, when you save the human life, that virtue is much higher, okay? Okay, so saving the sake of the human's life, when you kill the animal, there will be the sin. Also, there will be the virtue. The voju will be higher, the sin will be the less, but they will be the sin and the voju both. So, but the best thing is that I think we have to, best thing is that we have to find some solution without killing the animals. Once we cannot do it, then sometimes we will become very helpless. Yeah, so that's why the Buddha's the life story, it shows that the sake of the 500 people, he killed the one person. But even when he killed the person, he has committed the sin. But the virtue saving the 500, he is a very strong virtue he got. Buddha's previous life story, okay, that's. Okay, now another question, okay. You all the phone card, Baba.
That's right. So to prevent from the disease and to kill the mosquito, we can raise one kind of fish to eat the mosquito in the water. So is that
what?
Is we can raise a kind of fish. This fish will eat the mosquito in the water. So is that a fire emotion?
Okay, give me the time, okay, this. So maybe right now I feel the 70% that will be the fine. Okay, not 100%, okay? 70% it will be the fine. Yeah. Raising the fish and obviously kills the mosquito. Okay, 70% it will be the fine, okay? Because when it depends on the motivation. When you raise this fish to kill the sake of that, if you kill the sake of the mosquito, then it will come to the 30%, okay? So your motivation should not be raised that fish to kill the mosquito. Your motivation with just for raise the fish, generally like a hobby, then there will be no problem. Generally, if you look at some people, they raise the bird. That bird will eat the worm. That is that we cannot consider as a killing, no? Now the 70%, what I say is it depends on the motivation. When your motivation is on raising the fish to just thinking to kill the mosquito, then you will come to that 30%, okay? When you raise that fish to not to kill that mosquito, even it kills the mosquito, eats the mosquito, when you raise that fish thinking that just like a hobby, then it will be the fine, okay? Okay, now other questions.
So if we tell lies to other people to make them less suffer from the sorrow, so is that bad karma or energy?
Yeah, if they're deceiving, no? Yeah, it's a bad karma. Even that is some telling the lie, and the reality it's not a good. Because if they find it out, then it will bring them more suffering.
So previously, my family has committed negative sin. This negative sin is killing the dog, to eat the dog's meat, and sometimes we kill the dogs to eat ourselves. Sometimes we kill the dog for other people because other people ask us to kill the dog for them. So can you explain the action of killing the dog will generate what kind of result, what kind of bad result, and in order to confess this negative sin, what can we do?
One thing that generally the killing of the dogs or whatever killings will bring you shorten the life's self life, that will become the shorten the self's life. Yeah, also maybe in the future life or the next life also you will have a very short life. So now especially when you look at the dog killing, now the confession, best thing that is recite the Vajrasattva mantra or any of the Buddha's mantra, for recite thinking that the whatever the your family have killed, these dogs may born in the Buddha's pure land. With that motivation, chant the mantra. Just thinking for the benefit in these of the dogs which you killed by your family. Okay. Okay, so recite the mantras, the thinking for the benefiting there's all the dogs which you killed by your family. So, okay, thinking that these dogs which have died have been born in the Buddha's pure land. Okay, with that intention, chant the mantra as much you can, maybe 3 times, 10 times, daily basis. Okay, 10 times, 3 times, or 21 times, daily basis. Okay, best thing is now today. Best thing is that today, now the special mid-autumn festival, now you take yourself a vow that not to kill the dog anytime, okay, in the future. Whatever the others do, that's the not you have to concern. Now yourself, you can take the vow from since today, you will never kill a dog, okay? that you can take. That is the one of the best purification. Okay, now another question.
So I'm having a sister who is about to pass away. So what is the best thing I can do at this moment to benefit my sister?
Best thing is to now chant the mantra of the Buddhas, okay? Amitabha Buddha chanting the mantra. Pray for the, your sister, okay? To born in the pure land, okay? Best thing is also you can change yourself, okay? For the sake of the sister, maybe 3 months, 1 year, not to take the alcohol, not to eat the meat. Just like that also, it's also good for the sake of the, your sister. If you are non-vegetarian, maybe take a 3 months or the 6 months or the 1 year, not to eat the meat or the alcohol, sake of the, your sister. Okay, now also it's look at the, your physical condition, okay? So if your physical condition perfect, then duration is not consuming the alcohol and the meat will be increased. When your physical condition is not a supporting, then you can just maybe 3 months or like that, okay? Under 6 months, then only you can, then you can eat for the maybe 1 month. Again, you can keep the continuation of 3 months like that, you can also do, okay? Okay. Tijan, tajaran tiba di lo, kan kagi lo bimba, ta tiba kadil haso.
Tiba di...
Tijan, tiba suiri.
Tiba di... di kumba nere mje
haa
di kumba nere kumba
rumba kumba tiba talo ma ani kumba tiba da malu ta shash di wala kari tiba da
di wala an bindu mje di ani kumba ani kumba tiba di thamare mje
thama ani maga di wade mara mangala gaten tiba yo mara bhe chudu ane di wade venen ki tiba dira bhe
tiba sa di wane tiba re la
haa mani chenan thaki tiba da tiba chik duwa di dim samat sar suna tha shimba tiba chik duwa tanda wanan ki tiba chik duwa
di nga lo tsa yin mimchi nga lo tsa yin
no sar vay
la lo tsa yin mimchi
ta tiba thama dirwa
la mimchi
tiba sar suna
la di thama di di ani goma tiba ri mimchi
ta sar suna tiba samat sar vay hallo tiba samat sar suna
tiba samat sorry mujhe any any gumba diwan gan lo chama
ne thanu to shash ta dire okay to sam sam ya ya okay thank you now today we'll stop here okay and thank you very much and next Sunday we will have no class okay next Sunday
we don't have class mujhe
yeah next Sunday maybe we are having party so no class okay actually we should have the party of the Moon Autumn Festival but we will have the party on the next Sunday not on this Moon Autumn Festival okay okay thank you very much and see you soon okay see you all soon yeah so see you all very soon see you all soon very soon so thank you very much okay okay thank you see you soon
thank you very much